daf is daf yud dal. So let's take it from the very bottom of yud gimel amud beis. The Gemara is darshening the pesukim in Megillas Esther. So take it from the last line where it says, "Vayomer hamelach lahaman hakesav nasan lach va'am lasos bo katov beinecha." So the Achashverosh says, "Haman, here the money. You can keep the money. I'll let you keep it and do whatever you want with the people. I don't really need the money." So Amar Rabbi Abba says him. Mashal the Achashverosh v'Haman l'madavar domer. What is it similar to? This relationship where Achashverosh says, "You know what? Keep the money and kill the Jews." What is that compared to? The Shnei Bnei Adam le'echad haya lo tail b'soch sadeh. One guy has a pile of dirt in his field, which is bothering him. It's just disrupting the usage of the field. Le'echad haya lo charetz b'soch sadeh. And the other guy has got a ditch. He's got a big hole. So the guy with the tail, the mound, wants to get rid of it, and the guy with the ditch wants to fill it up. So Baal Charit Amar, me tainly tail Zebedama. Who's going to pay me? I'll pay for someone to give me a mound of dirt to fill up my hole. Ubaal tail, the guy with the mound, says, Amar, me tainly Charit Zebedama. Who's going to lend out, I'll lease out their ditch so I can put the tails? He won't give money to get rid of his mound. So Liyamim Nizdavgu, some days passed. They're looking for a guy to hire some a ditch, another the guy to pay for some dirt. And Zeitel Zed, the two individuals meet each other. Amr la bal charitz la bal tail. The guy with the ditch says to the guy with the mound, "Machli telcha, please sell me your dirt. I really want the dirt to fill up my ditch." Amr lo tal asa bichinam. Take it for free. I don't need the money because it's do me a tova as well. I don't need this mound, so do me a tova. You get rid of the mound, you fill your charitz, and we'll call it even. So halavai, we do such a thing. So that was the deal between them. And so too, Achashverosh said initially he's going to take it for money to kill the Jews. But he said, wait a second, you want to kill the Jews? I want to kill the Jews also. We're all playing the same game here. And therefore, for free, I give you the rights to do whatever you want with the Jews. So then the Gemara says, Yasser Melech has Tabaso. And the king removed his ring. And Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Akana, Gedola Hasaras Tabas Yoser Me'arbam Ushmona Nevim V'sheva Nevios. So greater is the removal of the ring of a king. It's greater than all the prophecies of 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os, Shenisnabu Lehen Yisrael, that had prophesied for Klal Yisrael over the generations. Shekun Lachzin Lemutava, all them did not return to good with the rebuke. All the rebuke that they had done with the Nevuah, it didn't work. It didn't change Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Vil Hasaras Tabas Hachziras Lemutava. But by removing the ring, and the fear that it was instilled into all of the people, they decided to do tshuva, so removing the ring, that is scarier, that's more fearful to the people than all the nevuos of the generations of Nevi'im. So Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanan, Arbaim Ushmona Nevi'im Ve'sheva Nevi'os Nisnabdu Lehem Yisrael. There are 48 Nevi'im, and 7 Nevi'os that had prophesied for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. Lo Pichsuv Lahosiru Amash Shekasu B'Torah, they did not detract, they did not add on to that which was in the Torah. Chus Mimikra Megillah. Megillah is the only thing that they added on. That was the one exception. Rashi asks, what about Hanukkah as well? Wasn't there Hanukkah also an additional mitzvah that they added on? He says, no, that was not added on by the Nevi'im. That was added on by later generations of the Chachamim. But in terms of the Nevi'im, Purim, the story of Purim, Mikra Megillah, was the only addition that they had added on to the Torah. So Gemara now says, my darish, what was the drasha that allowed them to add on the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abban, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, because it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, this week's parsha, these parshios, Ma me'avdus l'cheirus armin and shira, just like when we left from slavery to freedom, we recited the shira Azi Ashir, so to Purim, which was a greater risk of mimish l'chaim, it wasn't only avdus, but we were at the hands of Muhammad to kill us, so we went from misa to chaim, that's an even greater Yeshua, Lokoshka, and certainly that warranted a shira in the form of Mikra Megillah. And that was the justification of adding on Mikra Megillah. Ihachi, that's the case, that it was such a great celebration, Halal Nami Nema. We should also recite Halal, just like Az Yashir is a type of Halal, and we say Halal and Lel Seder, so too there should be a Halal that we recite on Purim as well, to celebrate that we are saved from Misa L'chaim. So the Gemara says, you're right, we really should be, but there's a technicality why we don't say Halal on Purim, and that's because Lefi She'ein Omrim Halal Al Neis Shebechutzarch. There's a klal. We only recite Halel on that which takes place in Eretz Yisrael, but that which takes place outside of Eretz Yisrael, we do not recite a Halel. Why is that? So the Marsha explains in the Masechet Erechin, it's because when there's an Eitz that takes place in Chutzarch, that's not in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a Shliach to perform a Neis for us, Chutzarch. But when the Neis takes place in Eretz Yisrael proper, that's directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that somehow warrants an even greater celebration, a greater Shira. So only a Neis in Eretz Yisrael deserves a Halel, but a Neis B'Chutzarch does not deserve a Halel. So Gemara says, wait a second. Well, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Neis B'Chutzarch, V'Heicha Armin and Shira, That was a nes that took place. We were freed from Mitzrayim. That was not in Eretz Yisrael. And yet we still say Hallel on the Leil Seder, the first day of Pesach's Daraisa. So at least it's a full Hallel. So how can we say Hallel if it was Chutz La'aretz? And the Gemara says, Kiddetani, the Baraisa says, because Ad Shlo Nichnesu Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshar Kol Artos Lomar Shira. Before we entered into Eretz Yisrael, the entire world, no matter where nes took place, they all were roy to recite a Hallel over any nes that took place. However, once we entered into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, led by Yeshua ben Nun 40 years later, so then, that did not allow us to say only in Eretz Yisrael proper were we able to say a hallel on an ace, but nowhere outside. And since Purim took place certainly after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after we entered into Eretz Yisrael, no longer were we allowed to say a hallel on that which took place on Chutz La'aretz. So Gemara then says that's all one answer. That again, we don't say a hallel on that which takes place in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Nachman Abar, no, we actually do say a hallel on Purim. But Kriyasa Zu Halila, reciting a Megillah, Kriyas Megillah itself is a substitute for hallel. That's the equivalent of hallel. Their taka is a hallel. So the Meiri says, based on this, if a person is somewhere where there's no Megillah, should he say hallel instead of Mikra Megillah? And he says, yes, if you don't have a Megillah, you should say hallel instead based on this Gemara. And that's a discussion the post, whether or not we really accept that or not, but that certainly is the understanding of the Meiri. So then the Gemara says, it's actually interesting, many, many different nafkamiyas based on this. One of the nafkamiyas, I believe, is that in terms of the women, there's the Bahag. The Bahag, Balas Alachas Gedolas, writes, and Daf Dalet, Tosas quotes him, that women are only chayv in Shmias Megillah, they're not chayv in Kriyas Megillah, and therefore women cannot be motzi men. Men have to read it, women only have to hear it. So the distinction that the some make, I believe the Stipler says this, because there are two elements of Hallel. There's the element of the Kriya, which manifests itself in the Hallel element, the Hallel and Kriya, and then there's a Pirsum Minisa. Women are chayv in the Pirsum Minisa, the understanding of the Nes, which is only the Shmiya. But women are not chayv in the Hallel element, which is to recite the Psukim. So women are not chayv in this element, and therefore, since they only have one din, namely of the Shmiya, a Pirsum Minisa, not the Kriya of the Hallel, women may not exempt the men who have both dinim, both the Shmiya of Pirsum Minisa and the Kriya of Hallel. And there are many, many other nafkamiyas as well, but this is the basics of this Gemara. So that's all Rav Nachman's reason why there's no Hallel, because it actually is a Hallel. Again, that's Mikra Megillah. Comes along now. Rav Amar, Rav says that no, we don't say Hallel on Purim for a different reason. He says, the Bishma Hassan, the reason why over there by Tzias Mitzrayim we do recite a Hallel is because Halu Avdei Hashem is saying Hallel. Halu Avdei Paro, we left the hands of power, we're no longer under the watch of power anymore, and therefore we can say Halu Avdei Hashem, we're the servants of Hashem. Elahacha here, by Purim, Halu Avdei Hashem, Halu Avdei Achashverosh. Are we still serving Hashem or not serving Achashverosh? We're still in Galus. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we're still under the servitude of Achashverosh. It's hard to understand what this line means. The simple pshat is, somehow, even though Achashverosh isn't around, and even we're not under the ruling of the Persians, still there's a continuation of being under Avdus for a long period of time. That's still considered an extension of Kati, Avdi Achashverosh. But the Nitziv writes differently. Nitziv says, no. Now, we're no longer under the servitude of Achashverosh, but the time that the Nes Purim happened, at that moment, we were still under the watch of Achashverosh. Yes, we were saved from Haman. We were saved, but we're still Avdi Achashverosh, and therefore at that moment, we couldn't yet recite Hallel. So since at that moment, we couldn't say Hallel, even though generations later, we're no longer under the Avdi Achashverosh, we still don't recite a Hallel based on what took place back then. So this is another reason why we don't say Hallel. So the three basic reasons. One is because this took place in Chutz La'aretz. Number two is because Mikra Megillah is Hallel, or thirdly, we are somehow still under, or we were at that time, under the Avdus of Achashverosh. Exactly, that's what the Nativ writes. So then the Gemara asks the question, Bein LeRava, whether according to Rava's Pshat, which was we're still Avdei Achashverosh, or Bein LeRav Nachman, which says that Mikra Megillah itself is Hallel. So Kasha, we have a question. What's the question? V'atani, the Braisa says, Mishenichnesu L'aretz, L'huchshur Karatzos L'mar Shira. The Braisa says, once we entered into Eretz Yisrael, we can no longer say a Hallel on that which takes place in Chutz La'aretz. So you don't need the answer of Kriyasa Zu Halila or Avdei Achashverosh. It doesn't get off the ground, the question, because the Nes Purim took place in Chutz La'aretz, so that question should fall away very easily. And the Gemara says, you're right, however, Kaven Shagalu, once we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, during the Shivim Shana of Babel, Golas Babel, Chazur Lachshun Harishum. The din is that Hallel is not said on a nes that takes place in Chutz La'aretz. That's only when we're living in Eretz Yisrael. But the moment we are exiled, so then all the lands are again roy to recite a Hallel if a nes were to take place. And that's why they have to have two other answers, either Avdei Achashverosh or Kriyasa Zu
Halila.
The Gemara says, after bringing the Braisa above, that there are 48 Nevi'im, and that's it. Then 7 Nevi'os, Vesu Lekha, there are only 48 Nevi'im, is that really true? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Ish Echad Meramasayim, there's a person from this place, Tzofim, which meant Echad Mimasayim Tzofim. The Drasha is Ramasayim, is a Drasha from Echad, one of 200 Nevi'im that were Tzofim. Tzofim means to have vision, to be able to see. It's a Navi. There are at least one of 200. There are 200 people there, and Shmuel was one of the 200. So much more than 48, four times at least, and that time alone. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mihava tuvahavi. There are many, many more Nevi'im over the generations. Hundreds, hundreds of Nevi'im. And millions even, we'll see. Kedetanya, harbi Nevi'im amdu lehem liYisrael, kiflaim kiyotzim mitraim. Double the amount of men that left. 600,000 men left. Twice, that's 1.2 million. There are 1.2 million Nevi'im throughout the generations. That's a lot. Ella, we only wrote down the Mesorah was only to write down the Nevuah that was necessary for generations to come. That which was not necessary, those were only Lefisha for their door alone. That was not written. But there were many, many Nevi'im, thousands, millions, 1.2 million Nevi'im, but that wasn't written down. Only 48 Nevi'im had their Nevuah written down because they were relevant Ledoros. Gemara now says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar darshing that pasuk of Vahi Ish Echad min Ramasayim Tzofim, he darshing that Adam haba mishtei ramos, there was one person who came from two valleys, Shet Sofos Zoetzo, that were able to see each other from it. It was a reference to Elkanah, who lived in one of these valleys that were next to each other. That was what the Pashup Shah of the pasuk he says. Rabbi Chanan Amar, he says, Elkanah was Adam haba mibnei Adam, she'omdim berumo shel olam. He came from a person, from people that were standing, berumo shel olam, living somehow on the top of the world. Who's that reference to? What's his yichus from? Umaninu, who are these people? Who'd he come from? Who are the bnei Adam? Bnei Karach, he came from Bnei Karach, that were saved last minute. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, when the ground opened up to swallow Karach Vada, so Bnei Karach were saved at the last very moment. Ubnei Karach Lomesu, the Pasuk says, they did not die. Tana Mishum Rabbeinu, we have the name of Rav, Mokom Nisbatelem Begenim. There's a little platform that protruded from that gaping hole in the ground. Vam Dolav, they stood on this little pillar, and they were not swallowed up by the earth, and they jumped out, and they were saved. So Elkanah came from the Bnei Karach. Gemara then says, Sheva Nevios Man Ninu. Who are the seven Nevios? This is always a very nice trivia question to ask people. Who are the seven women Nevim? And they are as follows. And we're going to bring proofs for each one of them. Sarah, Miriam, Devara, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, V'Esther. And we're going to prove each one of them now. Sarah, one of her names at the end of Parshas Noach describes Sarah. It says, Avi Milka, Vavi Yiska, the father of Yiska. Who's Yiska? Yiska Sarah, or Sarai at the time. Vamar Rib Yitzchak, Yiska Zu Sarah. V'lama Nikoshma Yiska, why she have that name? She sachasa Beruach HaKodesh. She was enveloped somehow. She was covered, absorbed somehow by like a sukkah with Ruach HaKodesh. She nemar Kol Asher Tomar Eilecha Sarah Shema Bekola. When there's a debate between Sarah and Avram, what to do with Hagar, Hashem says, do whatever she tells you to do because she's a greater Nevi'ah than you are a Navi. So that's based on the Pasuk Yiska. There's also parenthetically a connection between Sarah and Sukkot as well based on the word Yiska. But either way, we see that she had Ruach HaKodesh, some form of Nevu'ah. Davar Acher, alternatively, Yiska has a different interpretation. Shakol Sochen B'Yofiyah. She was so pretty, pretty. Everybody looked at her. Everyone Sochen Lashon to Roa to see. Everyone saw her. So Gemara then says Miriam was also a Nevi'ah. Dichsev Tigach Miriam HaNevi'ah. Last week's parsha, well, this is actually in a few weeks, but we're going to learn from last week's parsha how we know she's a Navi. Achos Aaron, she was the sister of Aaron. Well, Achos Moshe. So she was only the sister of Aaron because the continuation of the pasuk is Vatikach Miriam HaNevi'ah Achos Aaron es Tofa Biyada. She took the drums to sing after Az Yashir. So she was the sister of Aaron, not the sister of Moshe Benu. That's strange. So Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Shehayisa Misnaba Kishi Achos Aaron. She was already making nevuas when she was only the sister of Aaron before Moshe Benu was born. Vomerson, she said, Asida imi shetelet ben shioshias Yisrael. She predicted that my mother is going to give birth to the one who's going to save us. Ubisha shenolad, when Moshe was born, and Nismala kolabais kula or the entire house was full of light. And according to the Rav Yaakov Emden, that's his reference to why full of light, reference to Purim. Moshe Benu is a connection to Purim. La'yuhudim ha'isa orav v'simcha. So it's a reference to the house full of light in the times of Purim. Either way, Moshe was born and the house was full of light. Amad Avia Unashka Arosha. So her father Amram stood up and gave her a kiss in the head. You were right, there's a special boy that was born to us. He must be the Moshiach. Amr La, he says to Biti, Niskaima Nivuasech, your nevuah was fulfilled. This is certainly the Moshiach. This is a strange thing, a boy with such light. But then they had to put him into the river, as we know. And Amar Aviyo Tafcha, then her father Amram hit her over the head. Arosha Vamrla Biti, Hecha Nevuah Saich, what happened to your nevuah? Suddenly it's not fulfilled. We have to send him down the river. He's not going to make it. So he slapped her on the forehead. That's what it says in the pasuk. And again, yesterday's parsha, that Tesase v'achosa mirachok l'deya, that his sister stood from afar, reference to Miriam. Ma yasala, what will happen with him? Not with him per se, but l'das ma yed b'sof nevuah. So what's going to be with the end of her prophecy? And that's a reference to her nevuah that Miriam had. Devora, dichsev udvora isha nevia eshes lapidos. It says explicitly that she was a nevia, and then it says eshes lapidos. Gemara darshins, what does it mean? My eshes lapidos, shaisa osa psilos lemikdash. She had a zechus. She would actually make the wicks that were used in the menorah in the times of the Mishkan. But again, the ikar point here is that she's a nevia. The Gemara says darshins further about Devora in her life. It says vehi yosheves tachas tomer. She would sit underneath this tree. Maishna tachas tomer, why dafka underneath a tomer tree? It's different than a tamar tree, I believe. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avshalom mishim yichud, because of concern of yichud, this tree apparently had leaves that were very high up. There wasn't some trees that are very low down leaves. You could hide underneath the trees and there'd be issues of yichud. This is very exposed, and therefore anybody who would she have to meet with, any man, it was completely wide open to the public and no concerns of yichud. Davar achar, alternatively, it was compared to a tamar. Ma tamar ze ein lo ela lebecha. Just like a date only has one heart, only one center, only one pit, so to af Yisrael should also adore. That generation where the devorah was a shofetes, lo haya lehem ela lebecha la'avim shebeshvayim. They were all unified with one heart, one mind towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it says further, Chana, Haim Chana was a nevuah. So it says in the pasuk, Vatis palel Chana v'tomra alatz libi ba'ashem rama karni ba'ashem. Rama Karni Vlo Rama Paki. So what does it mean that Rama Karni, that the Karni is a reference to the, used to use like a little horn to anoint the kings. So what does it mean? David and Shlomo Nishinimshchu Karen. David and Shlomo, they were anointed using this Karen, this horn with oil. Nimshcha Malchusam. Their Malchus lasted forever. However, Shaul, the Yehu, Shinimshchu Pach, they only used a Pach, a little pitcher. Lo Nimshcha Malchusam. That did not allow their Nevuah to get, their Malchus to continue forever. And then it says further, she said, Ein Kadosh Kashem came Biltecha, she described, Amr of Yehuda bar Menashe al Tikri Biltecha, Ela Levalusecha, which means to wear out. What's the drasha? So, Shiloh, the Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is very different than human beings. In what way? Midas Basav Adam, Masa Yodov, Mivalon Oso. A person's actions will outlive him. A person who can make a building, a house, a chair, that's going to outlive him. However, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mivala Masa Yodov. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlives his creation. That's a distinction she pointed out. Vein Sur Kelokeinu, Ein Sire Kelokeinu. There's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Odim Tsar Tsura Al Gabi Kos, a person paints a very nice tapestry, a picture of a creature, a human being on the wall. Veinu Yachal Lahatu Baruach Neshama, Kravim Uvnima. I can't infuse it with a neshama, with inside, with intestines, that we can't do it. We can make an image, but we can't make a human being. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Tsar Tsura Besoch Tsura, he makes an image within another image, a child within a human being, within a mother, Umeitu Baruach Neshama, Kravim Uvnima, and could infuse it with a neshama and with all the various organs necessary. Either way, we see from Chana that she had an incredible nevuah, that she was talking about the continuation of the Malchus of Shlomo and David versus Shal Yehu, which is predicting what will be. So then the Gemara says, Avigail, how do we know that she was a nevuah? It says when it came to David, David wanted to kill her husband, Nava. So she was going after David to protect her husband, to appease him. So Vahayahi Rocheves al Hachamer, but you read this Besesa Hahar. So she was traveling on this donkey to chase after David, and she descended from within the secrets of the mountain. So what does it mean, Besesa Hahar? Asks the Mara. Min Hahar mi Barlet. Should say she descended from the mountain, not Besesa Hahar. So Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel al Iske Dam Haba Minasitarim. She was coming on matters related to the blood, on Dam Nida, that's from a hidden place, of course. So not La Dam, she took the blood, Beherasalo, and showed it to David Amelch. So Amar lo, v'chi mar lo dam b'layla, it's nighttime. Are you allowed to show the mara at nighttime? You have to look at maros during the daytime. So what are you asking me a shayla for right now? So Amar lo, so she says to him, v'chi dan and dinin afashir b'layla, but you too, you had said my husband is subject to capital punishment, and you judge him b'layla as well. So just like you can't look at a dam nida b'layla, you can't dan dinin afashir b'layla either. So Amar lo, David says, no, wait a second here. This is a different story here. Going on to Amar Beis now, Mor b'malchus, your husband, Nabel, was a Mor b'malchus. You don't have to judge him properly. A melech is allowed to kill someone who rebels against the malchus without any rules. So I don't have to follow the rules. Amrlosa, she says back to him, Adain Shol Kaim, Velo Yatza Tevach Ba'olam. But wait a second, David, you're not the king yet. Shol is still alive, and you're not the king, so your name, your currency hasn't yet spanned the world, so you don't have the right to judge Dina Malchus, Mor B'Malchus. Amrlosa, she says to him, you're right. Baruch Tamech, Ubrucha At, you're correct. And blessed be you, Asher Kilisini Hayom Azem Mibobadama. You saved me from these two bloods, from the blood Damnida, and we'll see what that means in a second, and the blood of killing Navel wrongly. So Damim Tarti Mashma. Blood sounds like two things. He was only saved from one thing. He was saved from killing Navel. What was the second Damim? Ela Melamed Shagilsa Ashoka, that when she went to him, she exposed herself to him, she enticed him, Bahalach Laura, Sholosh Parsos, and he chased after three Parsos to catch up to her. Amrullah, he says to her, Hishmarli, come with me, he says. Amrullah, she says to him, Losia Zosla Chalafuka, it shouldn't be, I'm a Damnida now, so stay away from me. So she saved him from two things. One is that she was Damnida at the time, number two is from killing Nabil, so these two matters. So obviously there's another issue of Ashish Ish, but either way, that wasn't the focus of the Gemara right now. So then the Gemara says, Zos. So this matters, this matter you saved me from, implying that there's another issue that you did not save me from where I actually made a mistake. What was that? Michal Dika Charisa, there's another thing I messed up on. My new Maisa Bat Sheva, that was where I actually did make a mistake. I was Nichshal on that story. Umaskana Hachi Hava. And at the end of the day, that was the conversation. And then it says further, Abigail says, "Va'isa nefesh adoni tzura b'tzura chaim," that we should be connected. That there's going to be a time that in Olam Haba the two of us, Abigail and David, could be connected. But now is not the time. Kiavas miftim minei, and when Abigail departed from David HaMelech, Amrullah, she says to him, "V'heitiv Hashem la'adoni, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant goodness to my master." V'zechartes amasecha, and you should remember your me. So Amr of Nachman, "Haynu dami inchi," that's what people say. It's women have bahade shusa pilcha, that when they're busy talking, they can also weave things. What that means is women are able to multitask, and they can have many things in mind at one time. So although she was talking to David HaMelech that not killing her husband, at the same time she was remembering that when my husband does die, remember me, and maybe you can marry me at that point. So she had many, many different things in mind all during this conversation. And Ikadami, others say, Shafil v'azil bar avza, that when a goose walks low down to the ground, but uneya mitaifa, but still in the end of the day, the eyes look from far away. So it looks like it's looking down, but the eyes can see from far. So Abigail was saying, okay, it was nice meeting you, but you're saying in the future, when my husband dies, let's get back together. That was the reference to it. Either way, she had some nevuah of anticipating what's going to be in the future. And then the Gemara says, Chulda, how do we know she was in Nevi'ah? And then it goes on to say the rest of the pasuk, which is the punchline. So there's an explicit pasuk in Melachim Beis that Chulda, in fact, was in Nevi'ah. So the Gemara says, Uvamakam de Kai Yirmiyah, where this Chulda lived in the same time period as Yirmiyah Hanavi. Heicha Mesabi Ihi. How was she able to give Nevuah when Yirmiyah was much greater than she was? So how could one go to seek a Nevuah from Chulda when he could have went to Yirmiyah? So Amri Bei Rav Mishmei De Rav Chulda Krovos Yirmiyah Hayasa V'lo Haba Makbir Lev. They were relatives. Yirmiyah and Chulda were relatives. So Yirmiyah wouldn't be Makbir if they went to Chulda. That's fine. If it had been someone else, he would have been Makbir. They were close relatives. They got along with each other. It wouldn't create any type of jealousy. So the Gemara said, okay, fine. So there's no jealousy. In the end of the day, Yoshia Gufa Heicha Shavik Yirmiyah Umishad Legabe. So granted, from the Nevuah, from the Nevi'im's perspective, there's no jealousy. But how would Yoshia, why would he circumvent Yirmiyah, the greatest Navi, and go ask Nevuah from Chulda? So Amri Debei Rebbe Shila Mipnesha Noshim Rachmanios Ninu. Because we know women are compassionate, and he wanted a Nevuah that was full of Rachmanios, as opposed to Yirmiyah, who was not as compassionate, which itself raises a number of questions. The Ber Maim Chaim actually asks the question. He says, wait a second, it's not up to Yirmiyah or Chulda to say what they wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just says what, they're a conduit to say the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yirmiyah doesn't decide to say this, and Chulda decides to say this. They're just a shliach of reporting the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says the following mashal, he explains the Ber Maim Chaim, that imagine you have water pass through a pipe. But one water's pipe is coated with a little bit of sugar, and the other one's coated with a little bit of bitterness. Even though the water at the end of the day is going to be the same exact thing, there's going to be a subtle flavor of bitterness or a subtle flavor of sugar, sweetness at the end. So yes, Chulda and Yirmiyah might report the same exact message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Yirmiyah's will be slightly bent towards bitterness, and Chulda's will be slightly bent towards sweetness, and therefore there is a subtle difference between, depending who is giving the report. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says a different reason. You know why Chulda was asked for Nebuah and not Yirmiyah? Yirmiyah wasn't around. He says, Yirmiyah lo hava hasim. He wasn't there at the time. Shehalach lahachzer aseret hashvatim. He was go busy finding the 10 shvatim that were exiled. He was trying to bring them back. So he was too preoccupied. So Chulda was the next Nebuah, Nevi'ah, who was left to ask Nebuah from. So now the Gemara now on the topic of Yirmiyah trying to return the Asar Shvatim. So the Gemara said, Minolan the Hadr. How do we know he was successful in bringing them back? It says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Ki amocher el ha-mimkar lo yashiv. Those who sell off, those who don't do tshuva, they're going to lose out on Yovel. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Efshir Yovel batel and Navi misabe olav shei batel. Is it possible Yechezkel is prophesizing that Yovel will be batel? If it already was batel, he can't prophesize that it will be batel again. It already is. Meaning, the din is, I'll say outside, then we'll read this inside. The Yovel could only be intact if all the Shvatim are in Eretz Yisrael. So it must have been the times of Yechezkel, all the Shvatim had come back, and they were keeping Yovel. And he predicted, if you don't do tshuva, we're going to lose Yovel. So it must be Yovel was brought back, which means from the times of Yirmiyah, he brought back all 12 Shvatim, they reinstituted Yovel, and Yechezkel was saying at that point, guys, if you don't follow what I'm saying, the Torah, you're going to lose Yovel again. So it must be Yovel was in existence, it must be the 12 Shvatim had returned. So that's what the Gemara says. Efshir Yovel Bat, is it possible that Yovel was Batel during the times of Yechezkel, and he's prophesizing that it's going to be Batel more? It's already Batel. Ella must be Melamed, Shev, that the Yirmiyah Hechziran. Yirmiyah brought the 12 Shratim, 10 Shratim, giving the total 12 Shratim back. They reinstituted Yovel, and it did exist again in the times of Yechezkel. So then the Gemara says, Yoshio ben Amon, Malachalein, he was the king on top of the Asar Shvatim. How do we know? Dichsiv, Vayomer Mahat Sion Halaza Shani Roe. What is the Sion that I see? Vayomer Elav, they said, Anshe Ha'ir, Hakever Isha Lakim Hashabam Yehuda. This is the kever of the man of God that came from Yehuda. Vayikras Hadvar Me'ela, Asher Sisa Al Mizbech Beisel, that he did the matters on the Mizbech and Beisel. Vechimat Hivosh Yoshio Al Mizbech. What does Yoshio have to do with the who is the king of Yehuda, with the Mizbech that Yeravim built in Beisel? What's the Shaykhus? Ela Melamed Sheyoshio Malchalen, that he was the king of even the area of where Yeravim built the Mizbeach of Malchi Yisrael. He was the king of both Malchi Yehuda and also Malchi Yisrael, which implies he was the king of all 12 Shvatim, which tells us that Yirmiyah did in fact return the 12 Shvatim, the 10 making him 12, whereby Yoshio Melech was ruling over all them. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, he brings another pasuk to prove the point in Hosea, Gam Yehuda Shas Katzir Lach, B'shuvi Yeshuas Ami, that they returned my nation, reference to returning all the other 10 Shvatim. So now back to the last of the Nevios, Esther. How do you know Esther was in Nevi'ah? Vahi b'yom ha'shlishi, was on the third day when they wrote the letters to destroy the Jews, to kill the Jews. Tilbash Esther Malchus, and she adorned the Malchus, she wore the Big Day Malchus Pashup Shap. The Gemara says, if it's referring to Big Day Malchus, it should have said Big Day Malchus Mibarle. What does it mean, Malchus? Ella, Shelov She Ruach HaKodesh. She was covered, she was enveloped with, she was wearing Ruach HaKodesh. She was wearing Malchus itself. Malchus, in those who learn the Sfiros, there's different Sfiros, of course. Malchus is one of them. Malchus is a reference to where Ruach HaKodesh comes from. Those who want to read a fascinating piece of I'm forgetting the name right now. Gion Eshas, Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel, incredible lumdus he has in all his farm, but he has also some drushes at the end of one of his farm. He talks about the difference between the connection between Tiferes and Malchus, and brings this as a proof here of Esther wearing Tiferes and wearing Malchus. Somehow it's a beautiful piece of the Tiferes Malchus to Esther, who is the Levana, and Kish Levana is the Malchus, a reference to the king, and we say in the bracha of Kish Levana, Tiferes and Malchus. Tiferes is the Zachar, Malchus is the Nekeva. I'm not explaining anything here, but those who want to understand it and read it, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. But he brings this as one of the rayas that Malchus is a reference to Esther, who is considered the Levana, considered the moon. Either way, we see from here that she wasn't wearing Big Day Malchus, she was wearing Malchus itself, which is a reference to Ruach HaKodesh. Dichsiva Hachava Tilbash Uksiv Hasmit says elsewhere in Divrei Yomim, the Ruach Lovsha es Amasai, that the Ruach was worn by Amasai, so one wears Ruach, one wears Ruach HaKodesh. This is the proof that Esther, in fact, was a Nevi'ah as well. So now the Gemara says as follows. After proving that the seven Nevi'ahs, who they were, Amar of Nachman, Lo Ya Yerusa Lenashe. It's not very women having gaiva. It's not a becoming thing. Tarti Nashi Yehurin Havia. There are two women who had gaiva. Visanyan Shemayu, and their names are very disgusting. Chadashma Ziburta, Chadashma Karkushta. One was called Zibrurta, that's Devora, and the Dal and Zayin switch oftentimes in Aramaic. She was called a bee, it's not a very becoming name. And Chulda is like a weasel. These are two not very nice names. And they had shown some levels of gaiva because of their nevuah. They expected the kings to come to them and not for them to go to the kings. So we see that they were overtaken by gaiva. It was not a very nice thing, and that was indicated by their name that they had as well. The Gemara says that Ziburta, Ksibat says, Vatishlach Vatikra Lebark, and she had summoned Bark to come to her. But she refused to go to him, so that she had a certain level of gaiva. Kakushta, which is the Aramaic of Chulda, Ksibba, it says about her, that she says to Yoshia HaMelech, Amula Ish, V'Amra Imula Melech. So she called him a man, didn't refer to him as a king. She didn't show the proper kavod to Yoshia HaMelech. So these are two examples where gaiva does not fit well with women. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Nachmana, Chulda, Mibnei Banav Shel Yeshua Haisa. She was a descendant, Chulda, from Yeshua Benun. Ksiv Hachat says here, by Chulda, calls her Ben Charchas. Ksiv Hasim, it says by Yeshua, it says the same Lashem. It says, Betimnas Cheres. So that Gezer Shava indicates that she was from the Yichus of Yeshua Benun. So asks the Gemara, Esive, Rav Eina, Sabal Rav Nachman. He asked Rav Nachman the following question. Shmona Nevi'im v'heim Kwanim yatsum Rachav Hazona. The eight Nevi'im came from Rachav. Ve'elu hein, Neria, Baruch Usraya, Machsia, Yirmiya, Chilkia, Hanamel, V'shalom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Chulda ha'nevi'a mibnei banea sh'Rachav Hazona ha'isa. Ksiv Hacha ben Tikva, Ksiv Hasem es Tikvas Chut Hashani. It describes Chulda as ben Tikva, and it uses the word Tikva by Rachav. So she came, Chulda, from Rachav, not from Yehoshua. So Gemara says, Amr Lei Eina Saba, he responded back to Rav Nachman. Amrila, others say it was Pasya Ukma, it was another name. So Mini Uminach came from me and came from you. Meaning, apparently, this Eina Saba was a descendant of Yeshua. He came from me, on one hand, Yeshua, but also came from you as well, from Rachav. He came from both Yeshua and Rachav. Tistaim Dishmaita, so we can conclude, the Gaira, that must have been Rachav, had converted. If it not for Yeshua, she married Yeshua, and Chulda was a offspring from this relationship. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Umi havle zara li Yeshua. Do Yeshua have any children? V'aksiv, it says in Divrei Yamim, Nun b'no Yeshua. Nun son was Yeshua b'no. What's the lashon? Nun b'no Yeshua b'no. The Gemara darshins, b'nei lahavu le. So we darshin that Yeshua was the son of Nun, but Yeshua himself did not have any sons on his own. So how could he have any sons? How could Chulda be a descendant of Yeshua? So Gemara says, Bonai lo havule, bintin havalo. He did not have sons, but he had daughters. So in essence, Yeshua married Rachav, they had daughters, and eventually came from that product came Chulda, among some other Nevim as well. So let's stop here, and Mirtz Hashem will continue this tomorrow.